Let's pray together. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So when I was a kid growing up, and I'm sure probably all of you have a story very similar to this, there was this hill. I grew up in New York on Long Island, and there was this hill that was absolutely a perfect hill for going snow sledding. Right? Perfect hill. It was located on the side of where two roads crossed over, so one had to go over, one had to go under. And so on the side of that hill was a perfect slope. Now, one side of the hill, you kind of did a slow descent, you know, sledding into a safe area. Now, the other side of the hill was extremely steep, and when you came down that hill, you came right into traffic. I mean, exactly. Ooh. And so that hill, as kids, I mean, everybody called it this. It was called Suicide Hill. Because if you went the wrong way, it just wasn't good. So sledding was great. We were like, you know, this hill is really, really great. And so I was a kid. I think I might have been 10 years old. My brother was 7. And a bunch of us decided that we were going to ride our bikes in the summertime to Suicide Hill. And we were going to see what it was like to ride our bikes down that hill. Anybody ever do this before? Thank you for raising your hands and being honest. Yeah, so that's what we decided we were going to do. So we get on our bikes and we head out and we get there. And we know not to go down the side that goes into traffic. You know, I mean, that would be crazy, right? But we decide that we're going to go down the hill that you go sledding. That kind of goes out into a grassy area. But we're looking at each other, and we're like, you go first. No, you go first. No, you go first. I know. Let's send Paul first. Now, Paul is my younger brother. He's 7 years old. So we look over at him, and we're like, hey, Paul, why don't you go down the hill? He's like, I'm not going down that hill. And I said, oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Go ahead. Go down the hill. Go down the hill. We'll meet you down the hill. So off he goes. Now, don't you know that, of course, we didn't survey the land. We were kids. There is a little depression in that hill. Well, it's not a hill going down. And don't you know my brother finds it. And as he goes down into that little depression, his bike comes up and does a 360 in the air. And we're like, oh, man, look at that. He looks like he's going to pull out of it. He didn't. He didn't land on his head. But he landed on the metal basket that was in front, and it sort of slit his stomach open. Now, it was a surface cut. Okay, so it's not like drastically bleeding, but he's in shock and he's in pain. So I go running down. I'm like, oh, my gosh, don't tell mom, don't tell mom, right? Isn't that the first time? You okay? We bring him home, bandage him up, you know. That night, my mother tucks us into bed, and she, of course, my brother is still a little upset, and she sees this makeshift bandages that I put on him. And she asked him what happened, and of course he spills his guts. But I don't know this. So she comes into my room and she said, so, what did you do tonight? And I said, oh, we went for a bike ride. Did your brother go with you? Yeah, he did, as a matter of fact. And where did you go? Oh, well, we went over to Suicide Hill. And what did you do? Well, we rode our bikes down Suicide Hill. And she said, we? I said, well, Paul rode his bike down Suicide Hill. And she said, and your brother got hurt? And I said, yeah, he did. And then she said to me, you know, I want you to tell me the truth. And I said, I am telling you the truth. She said, I want you to tell me exactly what happened. So I tell her. We rode our bikes over there. I said, Paul went down the hill. Paul hit a thing. He flips in the air. He cuts himself. We come home. You know, that's what happened. And she said to me, you're lying. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. And she said, you're not telling me the whole truth. And I'm thinking to myself, of course I'm not. Because you're going to yell at me, and I'm going to be punished. And so she said, whose idea was it to have your brother go down first, the youngest of all. And I said, mine? And she said, that is the whole truth. That's the whole truth. Now, it's really funny that I left out perhaps the most important detail. And we do tend to do that when we think we're telling the truth, don't we? But in today's gospel, the truth, the question of what is truth, comes up. And we can have a philosophical discussion about what is truth, can't we? We can say truth is the retelling of facts exactly as they happened. Really, according to who? Right? We say one person tells a story, this person tells a story, and somewhere in the middle is the truth. Mm-hmm. But you see, we can say truth is a set of beliefs, what we hold to be true. But in the gospel, and for us as Christians, truth is not a set of beliefs. Truth is not facts. Truth is a person. Truth is Jesus Christ, God incarnate, God who took on bone and skin and walked the face of the earth. That's truth. So how do we orient ourselves around that truth? Well, Jesus tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Listen to what we heard in Scripture this morning. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. Look at that first sentence. When the Spirit of truth comes. The Spirit of truth. Jesus, who is revealing who he is. He and the Father are one. And for the disciples, this is still incredibly fuzzy, and they don't get it. So Jesus tells them that when the Spirit of truth comes, when the Spirit of God comes, when the Spirit of Jesus, the Savior, Jesus the Christ, comes, the Spirit of truth. And notice the when. It's going to happen. Comes in the future. That is a future verb. The coming of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, comes. So we're assured that this Spirit of God is definitely coming. And when the Spirit comes, the truth of who God is will be revealed over and over and over in new, exciting, and different ways each and every single day. And you know something, that promise that was given to the disciples back then? That promise continues for us on this very day. The Spirit of truth is the Spirit of Jesus, who comes to us today and who does indeed continue to reveal who Jesus is, who God is in this life, in the death, and in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. We heard the kids say it. They know the truth, Jesus Christ. They know where the truth lives, the Holy Spirit, in our hearts. They see the Creator God, the truth, everywhere they look. They probably see it better than we do, don't they? They experience it perhaps better than we do. The truth is not a story. The truth is not a set of beliefs. It's not a story about Jesus. It's not beliefs about Jesus. It's not about the facts. The truth is a person. The truth is Jesus Christ. And you know something? The truth will set you free. Jesus Christ will set you free. That was the motto at my college where I went to school. The truth will set you free. Huh. And I thought it was book learning. And then I came to understand. No. The truth is not book learning. The truth is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the one who sets us free. Sets us free, forgives our sins, and makes us new creatures every single day. God recreates in us every single day. When we're set free, we're not set free to be for ourselves only. We are set free to be for each other, to join the relationship of the triune God, to join the relationship of God the Creator, of God incarnate, the person of Jesus Christ, and in God the Holy Spirit, who guides us, who opens and who reveals to us each and every single day the love of God. That is the truth, Jesus Christ, who sets us free and makes us new creatures. So don't talk about, but live into. When we tell people about the truth, about Jesus Christ, yes, we share our faith, but when we live into the truth, in a new and dynamic way every single day and live out the freedom that we have been given, oh my gosh, then you show forth the truth. You show forth the love of Christ. And that's not easy, let's face it. Telling the whole truth, and that is living our life every day in this relationship, is not easy. Just as it wasn't easy for me as a child to admit that I told my brother to go down that hill. But the whole truth, Jesus Christ, and living into that promise is the only thing that we can do and be assured that our freedom will give us peace, will give us comfort, will give us joy, even in times when we think we can't go forward. Live into the truth. Be the truth so that people can see Christ in you. And may the Holy Spirit guide and further reveal to you what Christ is doing in you every single day. Amen.